You took all the blankie off of him. Hello, Chester?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was talking to Ivan, and he said that you have another business that you were thinking of setting up with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me ask you, is it the same type of industry as A&B appliance repair, or is it a total different industry?
Nope, same scenario, same thing. Tina is what it is. So I've got the one business called A&B Appliance.
Okay.
So this other one's going to be called Above and Beyond Appliance Repair. And it starts with an A and a B.
Okay.
And so I'm doing what they call a DBA. Are you familiar with what a DBA is?
Yes, of course. Doing business yep.
Yeah, so I don't have to have no business license. Everything is falling under A&B Appliance. Everything.
Okay. So for Above and Beyond Appliance Repair, is it also going to be in the Stamping Ground area, or is it going to be in a different area?
It's going to be actually in Georgetown area. And I can give you the address.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then what's the address that you're going to be using?
The address will be, 105
okay.
Dogwood Drive.
Okay. And Georgetown, what's the zip?
40324.
Yeah, and Ivan put in here you were going to use a different phone number too, right?
Correct. And I don't have that as we speak, but I'm going to try to take care of that tomorrow.
Okay. So what we could do, if you like, is we could get a call tracking number for you, meaning we could put a phone number on there with a Georgetown area code, and when people call it, it would forward to your phone number. So if you wanted to do it that way, you would still show on Google as having a different number as A&B Appliance Repair, you know. But, of course, if you already have it lined up to get a different number tomorrow, we could use the number you're thinking of getting. You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing is, so I understand about the tracking number, but what would happen, it would come back through my personal cell phone that I use with A&B, and so if that people called using that and it was forward to my cell phone
A&B,
now,
yeah.
I wouldn't know if it was A and B or if it was Above and Beyond. I wouldn't know who, you know, which one to answer the phone from.
Yeah, I can see that would get confusing. It will say local leads or local listings when it comes through the call tracking number, but I do understand that that might be a little bit confusing if it's ultimately coming to the same number. So maybe
yeah.
Just stick with your original plan and get that new phone number tomorrow, and then we can promote that. And then
yeah,
other
yeah.
than that, Chester, do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything set up yet for Above and Beyond?
No, so Ivan, Local Splash did my previous, website,
Yep.
And so me and him talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And so to give you some type of idea, what I do like about the website that I have now, going with A&B, the one I have now.
Yes.
Is when you click on that, the first thing you see is this red banner that pops up and says $40 service call.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me look at it real quick.
Type in Appliance Repair, Georgetown, Kentucky, and go to my website and click on it and look at what pops up first.
Oh, yeah, $40 service calls, no hidden fees, and all work is backed by warranty. Okay. So that's excellent.
Did that red banner pop up?
It did, but then it says Above and Beyond the rest. So I know that this is for A&B Appliance Repair, but I think that's just
yeah, yeah.
part of kind of what the branding you're doing in the area, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, makes sense. So
Google is calling me right now, it's probably a...
Do you want to get the other line and I can wait for you? Or
No, it's probably some kind of a scam, I'm sure.
Okay.
Probably companies out there that say they're with Google and this and that.
And then they're not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm putting on there that you like that $40 service call banner that's on there. And I know because I just had our web developer put something similar like that on another site. I know that we can do that. So we can do something similar for the site that we would build for you. And then you have two different options price-wise, Chester. You could do the package that's bundled together with Facebook ads, and that one is $299 monthly, or we could take the Facebook ads off, and it would be $199 monthly. Okay? In both scenarios, it would just be a one-time $99 setup fee that goes on the first payment only. And then what the program would entail on both options is not only would we get you verified and optimized on Google, but we would get you ranking on the first page of search results for the keywords in your area. Then we would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah, most everything is done from phones anymore. I mean, there's a few sits behind a laptop at their computer desk, but I think 90% of the people are on their phones.
I agree, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, I have a desktop, a laptop, and a tablet at home, and I can't tell you the last time I used any of them to search for something, because why would we when we have our phones on us all the time, you know? So you're absolutely right that most people are using that format. So we'll make sure that we would mobily optimize your new business to come up from all of the searches from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then we'll also, if you wanted the $299 package, we would help you create the business Facebook page and then run ads on it accordingly. So how that works is, you know how when you do a search for pretty much anything online, there will
be
an ad.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't care for Facebook.
You don't want the Facebook?
I don't have Facebook now. I don't, yeah.
Okay, then let's not worry about that right now, because if you don't like it or if you've tried it in the past, I don't want you to try it with the new business already knowing that it's not something you want to target. So with the package itself, which would promote you on Google and get the website up and running, that would also include a detailed tracking system. So I don't know how interactive you were last time you worked with us on your dashboard. But it's pretty cool because you can go on and you can see how many new clients you receive. You can see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So the sites typically, you know, they sell for a little bit extra. But because, you know, Ivan had that included in your other account when you signed up, I can get an override and I can include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Okay. Now, is this something that you were wanting to set up today?
Well, I don't have the phone number on me right now.
Okay.
I've already went to my CPA, told her what I was going to do. She said we're doing a DBA. So you don't have to have a business license. I've already called my insurance company, through the, liability part of it. There's no extra fee there. They're just tying it in with my A&B appliance repair.
Okay.
Signed the papers on that today. So I'm licensed and insured. Let's see what else I need. So I basically just need to come up with this other phone number. I've talked to Verizon last week and talked about just adding another line to my pre-existing bill, which is very minimum. It's not much at all. So I think that'd be a wise choice to come up with a different phone number. And then Ivan was talking about actually having to come up with a different email address because Google would frown on that if I had the same email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we could do if you wanted to, because as you know, you've worked with us in the past and you're working with, you know, Town Square with A and B right now. You know, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. So if you wanted to, I could create the account and get the ball rolling now. And then later in the week, when you get that phone number, you can call us and we can add that when you get it. Because as you know, any revisions that you make to the listing, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you think there would be some type of a hiccup and it would take more than a couple of days, you know, then maybe you'd want to wait until you get the number. But if, you know, as long as you think it would happen within the next week or so, it wouldn't affect you in any way, shape or form, because it takes, you know, more than that in order to do the programming to get, I mean, we could get the website up in 1 to 3 days. That's not a problem. But in order to get you on Google, it does take, you know, a little bit longer. Now, one thing is that I had asked, I had to talk to management actually before I called you, Chester, because I found out that somewhere in the past, I think it happened in July of this year, you did a chargeback through your bank and said that one of our payments that processed was fraudulent and the bank gave you that money back. Typically, if somebody ever has a chargeback with us, they'll tell us that that client is no longer eligible to work with us, but I had checked with management and they said that you would be eligible since it was a one-time thing as long as you gave me like a verbal 90-day commitment. So obviously it's a month-to-month program where you want you to stay
Are
with
you
us.
There?
You know, most business owners do it for a quarter anyway, just so that you can fully evaluate it. You know what I mean? But if you feel comfortable with that, then we could, you know, kind of get the ball rolling on it right now. And then we can add that phone number in the next couple of days when that comes, you know?
Yeah. Well, what happened with that, Tina, was, and I'm sure Ivan can jog his memory and remember that what had happened is they had supposedly I ended my contract and it was just completely over, dead. And they wind up, and Ivan knows, they wind up taking that money out again, even after.
So the account was canceled and that's why it was, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where, and Ivan knows, I mean, I'm sure he has to remember that, that they come in there and took my money. And because I actually, after that happened, I went and changed my, a whole new bank account. And I closed that out so that they couldn't take no more money.
Okay.
I didn't know
well,
that they would have, but that was bad on their end, not mine. That's, you know, what happened.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that to me. That's why I wanted to go to the director, you know, and just kind of make sure that, you know, because sometimes life happens and I was reading the notes on here and it looked like it was something like that. But Ivan, he didn't respond when I put, you know, this was a prior chargeback account. He didn't respond, so he probably just figured, oh, she'll see it in the notes and she'll know what happened, you know. But but I did get the approval, you know, as long as you're willing to, you know, check it out for 90 days. They said that's no problem. And you won't have any problems with us down the road whatsoever either. It's not going to affect your account or anything, because it sounds like it was just a fluke. Just understand that in the future, if you ever wanted to cancel this, don't assume that, oh, it's the 11th and I'm paid up to the 11th, so now it'll just cancel if I stop paying. It does automatically reoccur each month. So if you wanted to cancel it, all you have to do is call us. within 3 business days of the next billing, and then they cancel it out, and you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Yeah, but just let them know that, you know, that's how that all come about is that.
Yep, you know. I'll notate it for sure, because what's in here, it, like I said, it looks like it could have been something along those lines, but it's not clearly notated. So I'll put that, you know, the reason.
And I think Ivan actually called me, told me what had happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ivan actually called me and told me that he knew I was canceling, and they went in there and took the month's rent, or not rent, but
the payment anyway.
Payment out. So he's definitely aware of what happened there, and he's gonna call me and give me a heads up and told me what had happened.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. That's not going to affect your status with us in any way, shape, or form. So, my question to you though, Chester, is, just so this doesn't conflict with A and B, I do want to set it up on like a whole new account rather than, you know, setting it up as a second on this account, because that other account you're working with another company. How do you like Town Square, by the way? Are they doing pretty good for you, or are you just not sure?
I don't know. It's not. And I know when I come on board, they told me, you know, nothing happens overnight. I know all this. But I've been with them, I don't know, 7 months or better, and there's been really a slow spurt right here. But that's the problem I had with when I was with Local Splash. When I switched over, you know, I had this company contact me and told me I wasn't visible and was your business slow? And I'm like, yeah, it's really slow, because Ivan, we did a Google ad or a couple of different times. I'd run it and I'd stop it and I'd run it and I'd stop it and trying to make something, you know, happen. And it was kind of dead in the water. And I was telling him, I said, you know, Ivan, I said, when I first come on board, I mean, I was getting calls right and left, and it just tapered off. And I got, you know, a couple of competitors here in Georgetown, but. I think there's something going on with A and B, with Google, because they claim I got all this traffic going to my website. I say, okay, if you're claiming I got all this traffic, why aren't I getting clicks on a phone number, getting calls? It's a good looking website. I mean, it's laid out, you know, pretty good, I think, and I've had some other people look at it and say, yeah, you know, they didn't understand, you know, what was causing the people to move on to someone else. Because, I mean, a $40 service call, I mean, that should be a drawing card to anybody. That's cheap.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then with over 1,100 something reviews, 5 stars, 5.0, I mean, come on. I mean, why? I just feel like
there's something more they could do, but you're not sure what it is, right?
Well, but it was happening with Local Splash there at the very last. So
interesting. There's
something really strange. I feel like deep down inside that's going on with Google somewhere along the line, but. I just can't put my finger on it, and nobody else can. I mean,
right.
And then if you go to Google Map, or say Appliance Repair Georgetown, Kentucky, and you start scrolling down, well, okay, you normally got Mr. Appliance on top. Well, but I understand that they're spending thousands of dollars a month with Google. You know,
right.
They should be on top, but then. There's a company called HB A to Z, been in business for just a little over a year, 64 reviews, it's really weird how this is happening now. So like from 7 in the morning to around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is above me. And then
it changes?
Yes, it's just like clockwork. I'm like, that is weird as all get out, how they are jogging me and him back and forth every single day. But now on weekends, he's showing closed.
I see.
He's open half a day Saturday, so after he's closed, guess who is up on top? I'm even above Mr. Appliance on the weekends because Mr.
Wow.
Appliance is closed. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not that crazy based on what I know, and I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming. I'm more on the front end. But I do know that when somebody searches for one of your services and the minute they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. So obviously if they have right on their Google page that they're closed on the weekend and then you don't have that, then the web crawlers are going to recommend you first because they know that you're open. You see what I mean? So there's different factors in it. So that, I mean, if one of these guys goes in and they change it that they're open on weekends, then maybe that would affect where you rank on the weekends. But right now, if you're available 7 days a week and they're not, then you're going to rank higher than them on the weekends, you know? Which
right.
is good. But yeah, it's after 4 o'clock, your time, and good enough, you're above the HBs right now, but you're saying earlier in the day you would be below them, right?
Yeah, do you see that? I mean, right now,
I see Mr. Appliance is first, you're second, and then HBs is third. But you're saying that earlier in the day it would be reversed. You and HBs would be opposite, right?
Check it out tomorrow. Check it out tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Make yourself a note.
Absolutely. I'll have the technicians look at it too. So just so that they know what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah. And so that's why this new business, I've actually got a Georgetown address.
What's
right
the zip
now,
code for that address one more time? I didn't want to go back to the other screen. I'm sorry.
For, the new business?
Yes.
The 40324.
40324. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, do you want it to show as an and symbol or and written out, like above and beyond written out or the and symbol?
The and symbol sign. Yeah.
That's what I like too. Okay. And this is a DBA. And then give me the street address one more time, Chester.
It's 105 Dogwood, I think it was.
I can go back to the screen and
because my light is not working in my van.
Hold
right
on, I'll go back. No, it's okay. I didn't want to go back, but I can go back to the other. Oh yeah, you're right. 105 Dogwood Drive. Wow, you have that down. Okay, good. Let me put that in here. 105 Dogwood Drive.
40324. Yep.
40324. Okay. And then I'll put a note for the technician that tomorrow when you get that new phone number, you'll call us and update it. And then as far as the email, I can send your confirmation email to the one that we have, which is the AOL account. But I can also put a note in here that tomorrow when my technician calls you for the client interview, that they could also help you set up a Gmail account or something. So that way you'll have a different email with this account if you wanted to. It's not really applicable because all we use the email for usually is correspondence between us and you. If you recall before when you had a website with us, we have a contact form on the site. So if people fill that out, we would, send it to your email. But you might want to have the contact form and the email displayed. And if that's the case, it sounds like you'd be better off to get a fresh email that we can put on there tomorrow when the technician calls you. You know what I mean?
So my mom, I forward my calls over to my mom like at 7 in the morning to like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And so that when somebody rings my number, it goes to her. She jots down address or whatever the make model of what needs to be worked on, and she texts the information to me, and then it's up to me to get a chance to call these people back. So if somebody calls me on your end it has to be after 3:30 in order for me to answer, because for me to call back Global Splash, you know what that's like. That's, I'm not going to.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder why Ivan put that time for me to call. He said, make sure to call after this number. So that makes sense. So your mom is taking the calls from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time, right? So if we were to call you, it would have to be any time after 3:30 Eastern time, correct?
If you want to talk to me direct, yes.
Okay. So I can set that up. Let me see what's available, because all of the appointments for the rest of the day are booked out. But for tomorrow, let me see what I have after 3:30, and then maybe we can grab it, and then we can just, okay, so we have a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, or a 6 o'clock open for tomorrow.
Let's try to do a 4 o'clock and see what, if we can make it happen.
4 o'clock. Okay, so what I'm going to do is book out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then...
How long is that probably normally going to take? Because the reason why is that's when I really start working.
It's quick. It's quick. It usually takes 20, possibly 30 minutes. So it's not a huge phone call. But it is very important, because, and I would recommend get it done as quickly as you can, because it's the whole process that gets the ball rolling for your new business, right? So I would definitely recommend, you know, take the call, spend 20 minutes or so. But if you have to work and you run out of time, let the technician know, and then they can kind of finish the rest of the appointment behind the scenes, and they'll email you which keywords they're suggesting and whatnot. Now, you're in the driver's seat, so you can always say, hey, I like those keywords, but I want to add this one or that one. That's perfectly fine. You're going to be in charge of it, right? But just so that, you know, you get that ball rolling, it's important to start it as soon as you can, you know?
Tell them the areas I want to concentrate on, like Georgetown, Lexington, Paris, those. So it's up to me to tell them the areas I want to target.
Exactly. However, with the local optimization on Google, as you know, it starts where you're logistically located, which is in Georgetown. You can spiderweb out into those surrounding areas based on the relevancy. So, you know, the more calls you're getting from outskirting areas, the better results that you'll get and the farther reach. However, let's say that you have a Beverly Hills type area and it's, you know, 30 minutes away or 25 minutes away and you're not getting that type of a reach on the maps, we could also bundle your package with Google Ads. Have you ever tried the Google pay-per-click ads?
Yeah, I think I have. Seemed like I did. And I started getting into some money and I just, you know, wasn't really crazy about spending. I definitely don't want to spend a lot of money on this. I mean, I can only take on so much anyway, because I do this like part time. I don't do it full time.
Don't worry about that then. But if you ever wanted to, like, let's say that Above and Beyond starts ranking and there's certain areas that you're like, wow, I wish I could, you know, be on the first page in those areas, and right now I'm not. That's the beauty of the Google Ads, is you can run them wherever you like without having an address. But as you said, and I think this might be because you have tried them before, Chester, sometimes they get very expensive because you have to pay per click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or even if it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up, you know. So as I say, we'll stick with this package for now, and if you ever wanted to look into that in the future, you know, you obviously know that that's available. And then in order to get the account set up, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I'll probably do a debit card.
Okay. Now, does it have your name displayed or the business or both?
You know, I'm not really sure. Seems like it's got A and B Appliance on it.
Okay, A and B Appliance Repair. And then is it the Hess Branch Road for the billing address? Or I doubt it's under Dogwood yet, is it? Oh, it is under Hess Branch.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me verify. 145 Hess Branch Road, Stamping Ground 40379?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So how much are you taking out?
So today it would just be $298, and then each month moving forward it's $199, and that's just because that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
But I thought Ivan said it's $126.
We don't have a $126 package. But I'm noticing that your account with us before was for $129. So we don't have that pricing available anymore. But let me ask him, because if he promised you you would get that, I'll get an override and I'll honor it for you too. So
yeah,
that
I think,
means
yeah, well,
that...
$129, I think it's, yeah, I knew it was $120-something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he must have said 129. That's what I'm thinking. So give me a second here. Let me just get an override. So in that case, it would just be 228 today, and then each month moving forward, it'll be 129. And it's a good thing that he offered you that, because you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up for you, okay? So it's not going to matter if you, you know, take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month, I'll send you an email that says terms and conditions, and you'll acknowledge it with your e-signature. And like I said, that way you're grandfathered in no matter what. And I just got an override for that $129 pricing, so give me 1 second, because there's 2 places that I have to update it. So let's do it right here for the... Okay.
So how long does it normally take to get on to the Google map of Georgetown?
Typically, the industry standard, I should say, is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. In your case, it might even go quicker, Chester, because you're very interactive with us. So just make sure to be responsive, meaning that if we call you and we need something, you know, that Google is requesting, you know, I don't expect you to drop everything and do it on the spot, because you're a business owner, right? You have to, you know, sometimes attend to business first, but try to get it done within, you know, 24 to 48 hours, because the faster you get things done on your end, the faster you'll get on the first page. You know what I mean?
Yeah. On the Google map, when you go down through there and you see a business, does Google not allow somebody put, like, their service call in that area? Like where you see A&B Appliance? Like where you see A&B Appliance on the Google map? Are you not allowed to put, like, what your service call is at that area?
You mean what the fee is?
Yeah,
like
the fee.
You said
service call.
So you know how on the website that you showed me, there's that orange or the red banner that pops up that says $40 for a service call. We could definitely create a little banner like that and upload it to your Google Business page. So just how, like, when you see A&B Appliance Repair, you know where the Google Business page is. There's pictures that are attached to that. So we could put a picture that's attached to that that would say whatever you want. So we could absolutely do that. And Google doesn't blackball you or anything for doing it. So if you wanted to have, you know, call now for a $40 service call or something like that, we can put it there right where the Google Business page is in the photo section.
Now, I guess what I meant to say is, like, where you typed in Appliance Repair, Georgetown, Kentucky, and you saw Mr. Appliance on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, I think you might see A and B underneath of Mr. Appliance.
Right.
So right there, are you not allowed to put like what your service call is right there? Where you know what I'm saying? Right there where you see everybody listed on the Google map. Are you?
I'm trying. I don't think there's a field for it because I'll ask the technician real quick while I have you on the phone, but I don't think there's a field for it because you can see for Mr. Appliance, A and B, and HBs in all three of these scenarios, there's just a field to put the main category, which is appliance repair service. Then there's X amount of years of business. Then there's your hours of operation. And then under that, there's like somebody's review that, you know, wrote for you that they're transcribing and they're putting. So it doesn't look like there's a field right there to put what the service call is. But if somebody were to click on it and they get to that Google business page where the pictures are displayed, then we can put a photo there of what your, you know, service call is.
Right.
Let me ask James real quick. He would know. He's the technician over there. So one second here.
So I like, you know, I have something in there, and like I said, this might be something I'd have to talk to the tech about as far as putting something in there, too, that's fast and friendly response, you know, something.
Let's see here. The good news is we're on a GChat system throughout the office, so once I send this message to him, he'll reply probably within 90 seconds to 2 minutes, which is good. He'll get back to me right away, you know, assuming that he's not in a meeting or another appointment or something. So let me just see. I'll tag April in it, too. She's in the verification department. So, April.
How much longer are y'all open?
We're here until 4 o'clock Pacific, so about 7 o'clock your time, Monday through Friday. Yeah, so we have like another 35 minutes. So let's see, James and April. I want to send a screenshot of that with the three businesses here, so let me do that so they know what my question is. I just want to make sure they know that we're not doing that one anymore, so they don't try to go to the Google business. They might say, we don't have access. So, okay. This client is A&B Appliance Repair, a former client, working with Town Square now, but is signing up a second business with us. Okay. Question is, on this list of results for appliance repair, Georgetown, can we put how much his service call is? I'm going to put $40 in parentheses because that's what you want. Or what were you saying the second part was, that you're fast and reliable or?
Fast and responsive, maybe something like that, fast and responsive.
Okay. And or some words like call now for fast and responsive service or something like that. Okay, so I'll wait for them to respond. I think I made it clear
And if you notice, if you go back to that appliance repair door channel and Mr. Appliance is on top,
mm-hmm.
if you notice right behind the reviews, 708, there's a thing that says dollar, it's like dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Let's look there. Oh, yeah, I see. It's $2 signs.
Yeah.
So with the $2 signs, I think that what that is it shows like which companies are pricey, which are more pricey, which are less pricey. So perhaps they could do, like, if you want to show that you have better pricing than him, where we would put maybe a $1 sign there so they know that he's going to be more expensive than you. You know what I mean? Because that's how those dollar signs work. They're like a system. I think it's 1 to 4. So if you ever see $4 signs, that means it's going to be like the most expensive option in the area. And then if you see 1, it's going to be the most affordable option in the area. Make sense?
Yeah.
So
So down there under his, it says Edge from Mr. Plath did a wonderful job, blah, blah, blah. And so I didn't know who's in charge of putting something like very fast and responsive or, you know, something to let people know that, you know, the job may get done faster, you know.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because you want to make yourself stand out, I should say, from the other guy, you know, and have fast and responsive and have better rates so that even at first glance, even though he's on top of you, that they're going to have a stronger, comfortable feeling in working with you because you put those other things there, you know? So,
I get it.
I see what you're trying to do. So, let me just see here. I don't think he's understanding what I'm asking because he's putting that you can put pricing for each keyword. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what you're asking. I mean, I know we can do that for the Google Business page, but I'm talking about the results. So. I'm going to screenshot this again just so we can see it. The price and description can be entered for each keyword. Client would need to provide us the amounts and such. Okay, but that's what he said before. Not talking about price for each keyword. Okay. So let's see if he understands. If not, you know, maybe I could even, you know, have him call you and you could talk to him about it real quick. And then, you know,
you
when you're done.
Well, if you can't explain to him, I know I'm not going to be able to.
Well, the thing is you explained it to me, so I get it. It's just that I'm trying to type it to him, and for some reason he's not understanding what I'm typing. You know what I mean? So I think it's sometimes it's lost in translation when you're writing it out as opposed to talking to someone. Or I could even, you know, get on a call with him and explain it and call you back, you know, if you want. But that way, you know, I want to make sure that we're setting a proper expectation, because if it can be done, then we'll make sure that we put the notes in there for them to do it for you. If it can't be done, then I want you to have that proper expectation to know that it can't be done. Oh, he understood. He put the results page screenshot is just shows reviews that can't be entered. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so I'll put that's what I thought. But the dollar signs can, right? I'll put. So I think if you want to put anything like fast and reliable or something like that, I think you could put it right up next to the business name. You could put, you know, above and beyond appliance repair, fast and reliable or something, because that would be attached to the business name and you could do it there, but you wouldn't be able to do it like as a separate field. But we can put the dollar signs on there based on, you know, what your pricing is, so that, you know, if you want to beat his, you know, I would recommend we would do $1 sign for you, and then people will see that he has $2 signs, so he's going to be a little bit more expensive, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay. All right, so then let me, and then I got the override to do the 129 rate for you. And then did you say, I'm sorry, Chester, did you say it was a Visa or MasterCard? What works best?
Visa.
Okay, and then the card number?
It's a 4529.
Okay.
3300.
Got it.
0040.
Okay.
9131.
9131. Okay, expiration?
Oh, 626.
626, you said?
Yeah, 0626.
Okay, and then the code?
355.
355. Okay. So I'll go through that voice verification recording with you, and that will outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then tomorrow when my technician calls you at 4, if you have a new phone number and a new email, you can provide it at that time. If not, I'll put some notes on here that will help you get a new Gmail up and running, and then you can just give us the phone number. Well, you'll have that by tomorrow, you think?
Yeah, but the Gmail, I'm going to need some help creating the new Gmail.
Okay. I can actually do that. I'll do that right after we get off the phone, and then I'll put the I'll create like a pretty generic you know, password for it, so that you can go on and you can change it to whatever password you want. But I can go on there and create a Gmail for you. That's not a problem at all. Okay.
Okay.
So,
and that 1.6, that also provides the website, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got the approval to put the website in there for you at no additional cost, so you're good to go there.
And
then
I did tell Ivan I wanted him to go over to my website that I have now with A and B.
Okay.
And I know you can't copy it, but I like the for it to be kind of laid out like to watch what you see right now.
Okay. So I will put a note in there for them to mimic that site that you have now as closely as possible. You know, obviously we use our own templates, so it might not be exact, but as closely as possible. Then what I would want you to do maybe is to get some content over to us, because we can use stock photos if you like, but you'll always get better results if you use actual content. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got I'm trying to think if I can take pictures Yeah, I got quite a few pictures on my website now. I'm trying to think if I can pull any of them off and transfer them over.
Well, yes, if they're on the website, you don't have to worry about that. I can tell the technician to pull the ones off your site, and then they can put them on the new site. That's okay, and it's not plagiarism or anything because it's already your site. You know what I mean? So we can do that for you. But if you have anything that's new or fresh that's maybe not on the other site that you want to promote, then, you know, you can send that over, and then that will also set above and beyond apart a little bit, you know, because there'll be a little bit more fresh content on that site if you have it. If not,
just send it as you do.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, I understand. But if you get anything in the future, just let us know, because like I said before, that's all included in the package, any updates that you make down the road, okay?
Well, and those pictures, the ones are on there now. I'm thinking somebody might put under myself the Google. I think it might be the Google profile. I put a lot of them pictures on there myself.
Good. Okay, so we can pull images off the Google profile and off the website for sure.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay, I'll put that note in there for them. That way they'll know. And then for the voice verification, it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The new one or the old one?
The new one that we're setting up here.
Okay. All right. Be above and beyond appliance repair.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the package or with your company.
Chester Leach, the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $228. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $129. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification, and then we already have that 4 o'clock appointment that's nailed down for tomorrow. So other than that, you are all good to go. So I will have the terms and conditions acknowledged with your e-signature tomorrow when the technician calls you, because I want my rep to reset it so that it doesn't conflict with your former account, okay?
Good.
All right. So you're all good to go, Chester. And then also let me send you over a quick text with my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever need anything down the road, obviously, you can call in and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But if you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
All right, cool. I like talking to one person. I always talk to Ivan.
Yeah, Ivan's great. He's really good. So, either way.
And what I might do here, I told him I may, you know, about maybe next month, I may switch over, but probably what I'm going to wind up doing here is seeing how this plays out and see what kind of results I get. You know, if I'm getting some good results, it would make me want to transfer things much quicker. But I probably just going to wait and see how this plays out and see, you know, because I am getting some business through Town Square, and I don't want to just start over, which that's what I would almost have. You know, I know that's what's going to happen when I do switch over back to Local Splash with A&B because, you know, everything's, well, I've been down that road. But I,
yeah, well.
I'll see how well this here takes off and see if it works for me before I make that move. You know what I mean? Because I got to have some income coming in, and I just don't want to be dead in the water right now. As long as I got calls coming in, which I do have them coming in, but I just feel like they should be more than what's happening right now. So I'm trying this here, and I think I'll just probably hold out and see how well this takes off and see what kind of results I get. And if things, you know, seem like they're working pretty good, then I might make that move. But I need to talk to Ivan about that because I think I was – maybe we're going to try to push it maybe late, you know, another month down the road. But the more I keep thinking about this, I probably need to wait and let this take off and get something coming in so that when I shut this other one off, I'm not I won't have two businesses dead in the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, definitely. What I would suggest is if you're going to evaluate it for results, it's always the second, third month where you really are seeing things pop and coming to full fruition, you know. So, you know, just kind of be aware of that, you know, if you were going to wait 30 days and then, you know, switch over, you're probably not going to be at the full potential yet with the new business on Google, right? So always wait at least, you know, 2, maybe 3 months. And then, you know, at that point, you should be having phenomenal results and you're probably going to want to switch back, especially since you'd only be paying $258 for both of them. You know what I mean? So that might be a better option for you. I don't know what you pay with Town Square, but you might, you know, want to come back with the other one. But, you know, give it more than the 30 days. I would say give it at least 2 months, possibly 3, before you make that jump, okay?
Before I switch A and B back over to Local Splash.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because that's where you're going to want to see the results that you're getting with Above and Beyond, right? So that doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of, you know, programming and content creation and manual submissions and back. You know how it is. I mean, you remember when you first got set up with us back in the day. So, you know, wait until you start seeing that solid impact. And then, you know, obviously we're happy to take it back anytime you want us to, right? But it's always going to be better when you start seeing results with the Above and Beyond.
Yep.
Mhm. So, okay. Well, unless you have any other questions, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Chester, and I respect what you're doing. I think you have a really good motivation and game plan for your business, you know, to get another one set up in the area and just kind of give you double exposure. So I think that that's awesome. So my technician will call you tomorrow, and then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your evening too, okay?
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. Okay, have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you put your extension in that email?
I sent it to you on a text. Did you, get it?
Okay,
you get text messages on this phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just said, hi, this is Tina, localsplash.com, contact me at, so you have my direct line moving forward, okay?
Yeah, the Community Trust, just my bank just sent me fraud. What's it? Case? Did you attempt $220 at Local Splash with card? I'm gonna reply yes or no. I'm gonna say yes because I don't want to go through all this crap. Did you attempt? Okay, I'm a yes.
Yeah, it went through on this end, but yeah, possibly the bank would block it if you didn't put yes, so that's good that you already accepted that. And now that it went through, it's probably going to, you know, continue to do that, so you probably won't have to accept it every month. It's usually just the first month because the bank sees like an out-of-state transaction, so they want you to accept it, right? And then once it's accepted, then you can... You know, you won't have to do that every month. So.
Right. Okay.
All right. So, enjoy talking to you, Chester. Have a great evening.
All
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.